your truth.
And what do you mean by that?
Harmonizing your thoughts, feelings, and actions.
I like that. So your greatest power is in your discovery and understanding of self.
That's right.
Finding Happy Podcast will help you understand how your thoughts affect your life.
Thoughts become feelings, and our feelings create a halo around us. Finding Happy Podcast will help you cultivate favorable outcomes and avoid harboring negative energies.
Wow, I like that. Thoughts become feelings, which then become habits that we practice. Finding Happy Podcast will help or give the listener an insight into how what they do is a reflection of their subconscious minds. And it will help you understand how to program your mind to attract what you want consciously.
You deserve to thrive in this life. Find your happy.
Finding Happy Podcast.
Radio.
It's you, me, it's you, radio. Me radio. Touching radio. Your airwaves like something you've never heard before.
You, me, radio.
You're listening to You, Me, Radio. And of course, you're inside Finding Happy with myself and Stephen, Coach Stephen, Coach Raquel. And we're happy to be here with you. Stephen, how are you feeling today? We started off a little rocky there.
Yeah, got it. I'm wonderful. How about you?
You know, I am feeling very thankful, a very thankful space. I'm happy that I'm here, moving my neck all over the place. 2 days ago, I couldn't move my neck so freely because I was really, really ill. I was in a lot of pain, spent a lot of time on my back, on the floor. It gives you a lot of time to think. So I'm very happy and I'm very thankful today that I'm just able to be here sitting with you having this conversation on a lot of meds, but I'm very thankful anyway. So today we're going to be having our guest join us around 10:30, which is in a few minutes. Yeah, but until then, I wanted us to have a conversation about the top five things that we think are wrong with us. That's the topic today, and I just want to pull up a blog that I shared. I'm going to pull it up in a minute, but your thoughts, what are the, you want to start?
The top five things that I know that are wrong with me, one would be I am very headstrong. Very stiff-necked at times. I noticed that about myself. I can be very inconsistent at times as well, and I noticed that maybe that there's just
say that again, please.
I said at times I know I can be very inconsistent, and maybe that's just something I'm
So that's two things, is it?
I'm still okay. Working through that. Learning to regain the faithfulness that I once had. Another thing would be is that I tend to overthink a bit here and there. And I tend to ask a lot of prevalent questions that maybe in a inconsistent manner that don't really have context around the questions.
Or comes across that way.
Correct.
Because I'm thinking comes across because if you ask it, then there must be something, right?
Yes.
In your mind.
Yes.
Okay. I was counting, but how much are you at?
That was four, I believe.
Four.
Then the last,
okay.
Then the last one would be I tend to talk to myself very negatively at times, and I've had to catch myself and say, nope,
right.
That's not
happening.
Let's get out of that zone. Let's get out of that.
Yeah.
and just move into something better. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, awesome. For me, I'm impatient.
Okay.
That's, I think, my biggest challenge. Learning how to manage my ability to wait, to be patient.
Okay.
That's one of the things that I struggle with. Just one, yes. So patience is one of them. Even though I understand my patience is what feeds into my gift of being a coach,
yeah,
a success coach, is that urgency, you know, that creates change, right? Mm-hmm. But it also is my weakness, which is why I say your greatness is in your brokenness.
Yeah.
Also, I find that I'm not very good at committing. I think I give up on people. Mm-hmm. I think it's the rejection thing because that's a part of my early emotional trauma. And so it's like I'm anticipating it, or if I sense that things are not being cohesive or someone is not seemingly as committed as I think they should be, then it's like my mind goes into a place of let me quit you before you quit me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it is something that I have to become, I'm becoming even more mindful of.
Okay.
I'm becoming very mindful of it. Also, I find that, so that's impatience, commitment.
Yeah.
The inability to, you know, really commit regardless of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I find that when I'm comfortable, I talk a lot and I don't listen enough, especially to the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm around them, I'm so comfortable that I'm just off talking, you know? So listening, so patience, commitment, and listening for me. And another one is, I learned more recently that I communicate in frustration a lot, as opposed to stating, this isn't working for me, I'd like you to do this instead, or this would instead. To the persons closest to me, I just start getting frustrated, like, oh my God, why is this happening, blah, 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 instead of just saying, I'd like you to do this instead of what you're currently doing. Or just highlighting what the issue is. I communicate through frustration.
Yeah.
I'm also antisocial, and a lot of people don't accept that.
Okay.
But I'm actually trying to learn how to have a conversation, how to follow in a conversation with someone who is not necessarily in my close inner circle, because I'm such an introvert. I'm such an introvert. So I find it difficult. Sometimes someone will be talking and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to say next? What do I say to this person? I don't know what next to say.
Right.
I'm at a complete loss of words. And I think it's because I'm so introverted.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my top five. And I just want to share this blog. Share this blog with our listeners and viewers. Five things wrong with me. How well do you know yourself? And what inspired this conversation is, I'm an avid listener. Avid viewer of Divorce Court, and it's in my blog. And let me just go ahead and read the blog, because what I'm about to say is in it. I am an avid viewer of Divorce Court and a benefactor of the wisdom of Judge Lynn Toller. She often asks her guests, the couples seeking her wisdom, to list five things wrong with them. I find it so interesting that sometimes people avoid saying something is wrong with them. However, we all have flaws, and our flaws make us beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot. I'm using two screens. Let me scroll down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself holds true wisdom. And that's by Harry Nam. And also Recover Heart Facility. That's harrynam.com. Knowing others is intelligence. Understanding yourself is true knowledge. Grasping others is toughness. Mastering yourself is true power. If you don't understand if you don't understand that what you have is enough, you are truly If you understand that what you have is enough, you are truly in abundance. If you stay in the center and embrace death with all your heart, you will endure forever. Those who do not lose their base endure. Those who die but do not perish have longevity. That's the blog that really, I read the story on a website and I was just so taken by it that I had to add my few words to it and share it on my blog. When we speak of owning your truth, being in harmony with who you are, learning who you are, understanding who you are, understanding your thought process and how that inspire or influence your feelings, and then how that determines the actions you take is so powerful. And if you don't understand what your weaknesses are, how do you know how you're showing up and when to use them and when to lose them? What are your thoughts on the topic?
Man, that was a lot. The one thing that I will say is, as you said, we have to be mindful and be self-aware at all times. I know that self-awareness is something that we don't necessarily take into consideration or want to consider as something that needs to be done. But if we're not self-aware, how can we fully be able to help others around us if we aren't fully present in the moments and taking charge and action of what we're thinking and changing our thought patterns and saying, okay, let me slow down here. Let me speed up here. Let me actually take a minute to actually breathe, you know, because at times we can be so busybodied that we don't, that we lose sight of ourselves and sight of actually growing and becoming.
That is so absolutely true.
Own your truth.
And what do you mean by that?
Harmonizing your thoughts, feelings, and actions.
I like that. So your greatest power is in your discovery and understanding of self.
That's right.
Finding Happy Podcast will help you understand how your thoughts affect your life.
Thoughts become feelings, and our feelings create a halo around us. Finding Happy Podcast will help you cultivate favorable outcomes and avoid harboring negative energies.
Wow, I like that. Thoughts become feelings, which then become habits that we practice. Finding Happy Podcast will help or give the listener an insight into how what they do is a reflection of their subconscious minds. And it will help you understand how to program your mind to attract what you want consciously.
You deserve to thrive in this life. Find your happy.
Finding Happy Podcast.